Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
My next guest, his time is very precious. He is in demand. He is in charge of two very successful and very important baseball teams. He is Giants general manager Bobby Evans. Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Hey, very good, Michael. Good morning.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on is to talk Giants baseball. You are statistically the best team in baseball, but actually a bigger reason why I wanted to have you on, and I do appreciate your time, is because you are a coach of the San Francisco American Little League 11U All-Stars, and you guys just won the District 3 championship. I know that your son plays on the team. Man, that must be fun. First off, it's remarkable that a general manager of a Major League Baseball team finds time to coach a Little League team, but that Little League team represents the same city and is winning titles. Man, that must be a blast for you and your boy.
Yeah, you know, the kids grow up so fast, and everybody's told me that from day one. It'll go fast, and I just don't want to miss it. So I've enjoyed every moment, and you know, just very proud of these kids. They've done a great job. We're in a 11U division, so I think you know, we're in sectionals now, and then I think it advances to some type of Northern California title. But that's it. After that, we're not 12U, so we don't get to advance past Northern California. But we got to just get past sectionals right now. We got some of the district champions that we're facing this weekend, and it's a double elimination, so it's fun. I mean, these guys have played hard and certainly deserve it, but we're going to face some pretty good competition, I think, from here on.
And to win the District 3 championship, I think I heard this right. You guys were the number 8 seed, which is the last seed, and you ended up beating the number 2 seed in the finals. Is that correct?
Yeah. We were the number 9 seed going into the last day, just assuming we weren't going to advance. And so I was back watching our AA team in Richmond, Virginia, when I got a phone call about 11:30 at night that the team that was the 8th seed had lost and had moved us into the 8th seed spot. We were going to be facing the number 1 the next afternoon. So I was a quick flight back to the West Coast.
Look at that. The Giants general manager hopping on a flight last minute just to get to a Little League game. I know that your son, Jonathan, plays on the game. I think, he's a second baseman and a relief pitcher. Is that right?
That's right. That's Jonathan, right?
What a cool thing to share with him. I mean, like you said, the kids grow up so fast. Mine are 11 and 13, and the clock's ticking in terms of the time they want to spend with me. I told you yesterday, I wish I was a sports writer because I'd love to write the story of Bobby Evans and his son in Little League Baseball. Is that in second place or first place in terms of your day job with the San Francisco Giants? How do you balance those two priorities?
Well, you know, you're balancing no matter what. I mean, whether whether it's Little League or something else, you're always trying to balance your family time. And so, you know, they're really, you know, two very important families between the Giants family and my home family. So they're both priorities, but you know, it is fun. And again, you know, San Francisco Little League has done such a great job, really putting together a great program in our city, and they continue to try to find ways to expand it and improve it. And a lot of it's really volunteer led organization, and they do a great job for all of us as parents to be able to participate. I mean, you know, the manager's job is much more time consuming in the sense that you've got to facilitate a lot of different facets of on and off the field elements. And so for the last couple of years, I've served as an assistant coach, and it's a little more easy to balance that kind of role than it would be as a manager, but still, it is fun. It's a lot of practices and games, but you know, you're going to spend time with your family, your kids, and this is one way to do it with my son, Jonathan.
The voice you hear is that of Giants general manager Bobby Evans. He's also a coach for the 10- and 11-year-old Northern California District 3 champions from the San Francisco American Little League. Bobby, I'm looking at the team picture right now online. You've got one kid who's about a foot and a half taller than everybody else. I need to see his birth certificate, sir.
No, we've been asked for his birth certificate and a copy of his marriage license, but
and his driver's license.
And everything else, but he's a really great kid, Siraj, and a strong left-handed bat, can play first, can play the outfield, and we're going to miss him today. He's not here today, so
oh, no.
We're missing a big part of our order.
I know you got a game at 12 o'clock, so do you have territorial rights on these kids? Is there some sort of Larry Bird rule in Major League Baseball?
No rule, unfortunately, but I'm looking forward to the years ahead when these guys start popping up in high school and maybe get evaluated at a higher level. There's some good kids here, some very good athletes. They play a lot of sports. None of them are just baseball. They're all athletes. They play multiple sports, and that's the way it should be. It's good for them.
I agree with you 100%. I love that you said that because I think a lot of parents these days have been brainwashed into thinking their kid has to specialize at an early age and you have to play on these elite travel teams to get seen. And my answer to that is always, look, if you've got crazy talent, you're going to get found, especially in this internet age. They will find you. The better athlete is the one who plays multiple sports. It's also better for them socially, I think. You get to learn to deal with different groups of people. You deal with more coaches, which means it's going to help you as you deal with multiple bosses as you get older. But that's my little soapbox. Let's focus on San Francisco Giants baseball. You do have the best record in baseball, even coming off of a loss. Finally, you lose to the San Diego Padres after 9 consecutive victories. What was your All-Star break like? I'm imagining it was not a break at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an opportunity. You've got to be respectful of other general managers that may be taking some time to, with their family. But, I still check in with those who I knew were still actively in conversation. Tuesday, I actually
sure.
spent the day in San Diego at the All-Star game itself. But I was just down for the day, went down in the morning, came back that night. It was fun to be there and see some pretty excellent baseball in terms of especially the pitching and some guys that we'll be looking at in terms of opportunities if they're available. But it was a good day. But for the most part, the break was mostly just trying to round up and be prepared for when the break was over. Really taking Thursday as kind of the last day the first day of the post All-Star break so I could start making more calls again on Thursday.
All right. Well, Bobby, I know that it's a busy time for you, so I'm going to let you bounce. You got a 12 o'clock game with the San Francisco American 11U All-Stars. Congratulations on the success that you've had. Good luck today. And next time you're on, I promise we'll talk more about big league baseball. But for me, this is just a little bit more fun today. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.